Sorry, Matt.
That's all right.
I'll move him, Matt.
Okay, great.
I'll second.
Great, all right, all in favor, aye?
Aye.
Okay, that's that. And second, we have the store exemption appeals that we have to hear. And do we have, Joe, you have anything, or Tim, that you want to kick this off with?
So since we're going to be discussing confidential taxpayer information, I would ask that you move into executive session so we can discuss that, discuss the appeals.
Okay, great. So I move that we go into executive session.
I'll second it.
Matt.
Oh, whoever.
All right. So that's all three of us. Great. And so we need to turn off the recording then, right?
Right.
Okay, so having heard the detail on the appeals, we can consider the resolutions. If someone could just remind me of the numbers. Oh, here they are. It's resolution 21-68 through 21-95. Is that correct?
Yes. Question for Joe. For the record, do you feel that I do, but do you feel that these appeals share sufficient common qualities that we can vote on these as a group?
Yes, I believe so. They are all in, of the same character. The details different, but not not to an extent that require separate consideration. So I think it would be appropriate to for the board to consider them as a en masse, if the board is so inclined.
Yes, and based. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Sam.
Bob, I mean, I was going to say before you go on, Scott, because I agree with you. We always ask this question, and I always do. And Joe just answered it very thoroughly, but I just wanted to make sure we had two of us at least on the board agreeing with the same thing. It's always a challenge to block all these, but we've done it before in government, and I understand what Joe said, and I accept that as well. So they are extremely similar, and with Tim's explanation prior to us getting into the actually, you know, the opening the session here, I concur with what Joe said and you, Scott.
That's great. Well, okay. Thank you, and I think it's important to note that, you know, as we review each of the cases, that there's really not any any discretion for the board based on the qualifications. And so as we look at each of these, there weren't any grounds for us to make a change.
Agreed. And so based on that, Mr. Chair, I would move that the board adopt resolutions 2168 through 2195 as submitted.
Mr. Chair, I will second that.
Thank you. All right. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. And then lastly, privilege of the floor, if anyone has any other business for the board.
Well, I mean, go ahead, Scott.
No, I just said no. I'm good. Go ahead, Sam.
I do in a way, and I just want to reiterate the thoroughness that Tim prefaced all of these with, because it's a challenge to block all of these, but I also understand the concept of it, and I also realize that all these applicants have the right to make this formal appeal. I'd like to have that in a minute, if I could, Brittany, and that it was your packet has been extremely thorough. You do a super job, and for any of these folks, you know, from 2168 to 2195, we've certainly received all information we need to determine, you know, the merits of their appeal. I just wanted to get that in a minute.
Yeah, thank you. The staff has done a great job and given everyone a real thorough review.
Thank you.
Now, while the floor is open, if there's nothing else, I thought I'd explain why this meeting is a telephone meeting when the last meeting was a video meeting. If you're confused about
sure,
that.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Kind of curious myself. I know Tim explained it once, but earlier, I think in an email, but I'd like to hear it again.
Yeah. So what's happened is we have the law states before we had COVID, the law was unambiguous. We had a meeting of a public body has to take place either in person or by video conference. The members can participate on the, by video conference, not by telephone conference, but by video conference. And if they do, they must be in a place where the public can be admitted to observe. Now that's the pre-COVID law. And so telephone meetings were not permitted. Then when COVID hit us in March of 2020, Governor Cuomo issued an executive order declaring a state of an emergency and, among other things, suspending the provision in the law that required for in-person meetings and allowing meetings to take place by telephone. So our meetings for the duration of 2020 were by telephone, and for the first part of 2021 were also by telephone up to the June 15th meeting. Then on June 24th, Governor Cuomo determined that the COVID emergency was no longer necessary, and he declared the declaration of emergency was terminated. And the executive orders issued under that executive order were no longer effective. So at that point, we reverted to the pre-COVID law that I described before, where meetings have to be held either in person or by video conference. And so in July, our July meeting was held under the traditional law, and that's why you had to go to Batavia or Buffalo, or I think you were in White Plains, Matt, for those traditional, more formal meetings, well, video meetings, I should say. Then when Governor Hochul took office in July, she worked out, one of her first priorities was to work out rent priority, eviction protection legislation with the legislature, and that was passed at the beginning of August. And one of the pieces in that legislation, even though it wasn't related specifically to eviction protection, was a reimposition or a resumption of the suspension of the open meetings law requirement for in-person meetings. So as of August 1st, we were again allowed to have meetings strictly by telephone, by virtue of that legislation. But that authorization, by its terms, only extends through January 15th, so of 2022. So we have our next meeting is set for early February. At present, unless there's a change in the law between now and then, that meeting will again be under the traditional rules of being held in person or by video conference. So I know it's a little confusing that we seem to be going back and forth, but the law has changed, and we are following along. So. At present, the February meeting would be an in-person meeting in Albany or in the regional offices.
So, now, Joe, thank you for that. Based on the history, do we envision the February meeting being STAR appeals, or do we start having municipal?
Tim can speak to this better than I, but probably the agenda will mostly be STAR appeals. There is a possibility for some complaints from municipalities. I think maybe some village equalization rates or special franchise assessments, but those mostly come up at the June meeting and July meetings. So I would anticipate that the February meeting will be mostly star appeals.
Yes, so we would anticipate to be mostly star appeals. If something else comes up between now and then, we would let you know so you have advanced time to decide if maybe you'd want to meet in person in Albany, if there is an actual rate complaint or a special franchise complaint. But as of right now, we expect it to just be star.
And, Tim, so I was going to suggest that maybe we should consider, if it's possible, moving that meeting up to January and before the change, so we could do it. If it's just going to be star appeals, those are generally, we don't have anybody appearing, that we could handle them in this format, which would you know, be a lot easier and less costly for the state.
Yes, I think we could. We could definitely hold. Well, I think what I'd have to go back and check. There might be certain timing that if there is an actual complaint, we may not be able to resolve that by January 15th. So, but again, I would anticipate there wouldn't be any of those other complaints. So maybe we could schedule a meeting for early to mid-January that would deal with star exemption appeals. And then the meeting in February would only be if there's another type of complaint, and most likely that meeting would be canceled because we don't anticipate any other types of complaints. Is that, well, I don't know what.
I mean, I think that's a good idea. I mean, it's definitely worth, you know, it's worth taking advantage of the situation, you know, to save the resources involved if it works out. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. But it's at least worth trying to make the effort, in my opinion, at least.
And if you can make that happen, Tim, that was a good suggestion. I think Matt made it. I will mention that I am obligated. February 12th through the 16th, I will not be available. I'll be traveling for a national effort I'm involved in as our state president. So just if you could bear that in mind, if we could schedule whatever date, which may or may not happen in February, I'm going to be gone the 12th through the 16th. So I don't want to put the board in peril of not having a quorum, but bear that in mind, Tim.
So after this meeting, Brittany will reach out to you so you can check your schedules to see what days in the first half of January work for you.
Okay.
For a teleconference.
All right.
Great. And if we start to think that there's going to be a February meeting, we could always cancel the January and push those into the February meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, right now the February meeting is set for February 1st.
Upon further thought, I think maybe we could probably just move the February 1st meeting to January. I think that might be the simpler thing for your planning and for all of us. We could just move that to early to mid, but up January 1 to January 15th, and we'll get rid of the February 1st meeting.
Okay, if that works.
Yep, that will work now that I think about it further.
So now we're not going to have a February meeting unless something comes up.
Think we don't need a February meeting, so I think we can just have a January meeting.
I got you. Okay.
And anything that would come up in February could be handled at the next meeting, right? There's no filing deadlines in between.
I would say yes, we could accommodate that. Yep.
Okay. Okay, great. All right, anything else for the board?
All set.
All right. So, motion to adjourn.
I'll make it.
So moved.
All right.
I'll second.
So we are adjourned, everyone. Thank you. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Okay. You too.
Bye, everybody. Thank you.
And to everybody, have a good, happy New Year.